How different might it be considering you're a speedy guy at linebacker?
The big thing with speed is the speed of the O-line. Those guys get to the next level pretty fast. So I really have to work on my technique. I can't just, you know, beat them with speed, all the time. And another big adjustment has been quarterback play. Those guys, you know, really thread that ball in there and kind of gets you a little frustrated.
I asked him as well about a guy like Babineau. But more so for you probably than anybody else, you're, you know, going to be one of the quarterbacks of the defense. And yet, when Babineau started here, you were probably around 10 years old. So how weird is that to, you know, kind of be telling some of these vets where to go and, you know, where to line up, if that's your role, considering they've been in the league for so long?
It comes with the territory, you know. And I just have to, you know, lock in and keep lock into my rules and make confident calls. So a vet like that can, you know, trust me and play freely.
Has there been much of an adjustment going from playing for a guy like Les to going to play for another seemingly player's coach and Dan?
Oh, yeah, it's a great environment. I love it over here. He's a real good coach. He's working on always trying to, you know, make us push ourselves to the next level. And that's the same thing like Coach Miles, and he holds us accountable for everything, all our actions, and so does Dan Quinn.
In terms of your background, I thought I read that your family is a, you know, family of Saints fans. So, I mean, how was that whole transition?
My close family has been catching on to it real fast. It's just like the distant family who are diehard Saints fans, and it's kind of hard for them to transition. But I'm pretty sure they'll be on our side.
Is it one of those things where they're going to root for you individually but root for the Saints?
No, I don't think it's going to be like that. I'm trying to get them all the way to the practice side.
Tell a story again. How did the nickname Debo come up for you?
My dad's favorite two football players is Deion Sanders and Bo Jackson. And it kind of stuck when he called me that.
He just wanted you to play that way or just?
I don't know. I never asked him that. I mean, I was just... I think he tried to make that my name, and I don't think my mom let it slide. So we just stuck with Deion.
So it's not from the Friday character?
Oh, no. No, it's not.